Any questions?
Yeah, I got a question. Does Barry Manilow know that you raid his wardrobe?
I'll give you the answer to that question, Mr. Bender, next Saturday. Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
Thank you. One is me, and one is you.
For this reason, above all, their capacity for good, I have sent them you, my only son.
Look kind of familiar. Ain't you them kids that have been whacking off in my tool shed?
Bonnie was a waitress in a small cafe. Cod Barrel was the rounder that took her away. They both robbed and killed until both of them died. So goes the legend of Bonnie and Clyde. The poems that she wrote of the life that they led told of the lawmen left dying or dead. Now some say that Clyde made her life a shame, but the legend made Bonnie the head of the game. Their rampage grew wilder with each passing day. Their odds getting smaller with each getaway. The end getting closer, the harder they fought. With blood on their hands, they were bound to get caught. Drove back from town on one bright summer day, when a man they'd befriended stepped out in the way. With no thought of dying, they pulled to the side, but death lay there waiting for Bonnie and Clyde. Now 2 years of running was ended that day. For robbing and killing, they both had to pay. We'll always remember how they lived and died. So goes the legend of Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie and Clyde.
There's a lot of things you never see, and you don't know you don't see them because you don't see them. You got to see something first to know you never saw it. Then you see it and you say, hey, I never saw that. Too late, you just saw it. I know things you never see. You never see a Rolls Royce with a bumper sticker that says, shit happens. You never see a really big, tall, fat Chinese guy with red hair. You never see a wheelchair with a roll bar. You never see someone taking a shit while running at full speed. And you never see a picture of Margaret Thatcher strapping on a dildo. Then there are some things you never hear. That makes sense. Some things you never hear. You never hear this. Dad, you really ought to drink more. Here's something you don't hear too often. Do what you want to the girl, but leave me alone. Here is something no one has ever heard, ever, ever. As soon as I put this hot poker in my ass, I'm going to chop my dick off. You know why you never heard that? Right, no one ever said that. Which to me is the more amazing thing. No one ever thought to say that before tonight. I'm the first person in the world to put those words together in that particular order. First down, number one. Here's something you don't hear too often. Honey, let's sell the children, move to Zanzibar, and begin taking opium rectally. Mom, I got a big day tonight. Can I borrow a French tickler from you? Then there are some things you don't want to hear. Some things you just flat don't want to hear. You don't want to come home from work and hear, honey, remember how we told the children never to play on the railroad tracks? You don't want to be sitting in your doctor's office and hear this. Well, Jim, there's no reason why you shouldn't live another 20 to 30 years. However, you will be bleeding constantly from both eyes. Here's something I don't want to hear. I'm pregnant, you're the father, and I'm going to kill all three of us. Calm down, have some dip. Honey, it's the police. They have a search warrant, and the 300 kilos of cocaine are still sitting out in the living room. Here's something nobody wants to hear. Nobody wants to hear this. Try to think back to when this was appropriate to your life. You and your fiancé have been invited to your mom and dad's house for dinner for the first time. Halfway through dinner, your fiancé stands up and says, I'll be right back. I gotta take a dump. There seems to be no really genteel way of announcing publicly a dump. And frankly, I'm not impressed with people who tell me what they're going to do when they go to the bathroom in the first place. Doesn't that bother you, people who announce that, I'll be right back, I'm going to take a shit. Never mind! Do what you have to do and leave me out of it!
Right away. Give them the right away. She stepped on the gas, she boom, and she threw the man away off the seat. She hit the man, he'd go flying away. I said, what's the matter with you? I said to give him the right away. She says, oh, Pop, I thought you said to hit him the right away.
Oh, fuck!
I said to go stupid. Go on,
Pop sucks! Fuck, this girl's stupid. Oh, what?
Evil.
happy home.
I got you a gift. I finally figured out something to do with those pig's ears. It's new, and it's oh so delicioso. And you're gonna be the first one to try it out. It's raisin loaf. It's like olive loaf, but it's not. It's raisin loaf. Why? Because there are raisins in it. Oh, wow! It totally blows my mind. Nobody's ever made a raisin loaf before, Juliet.
Nope.
Here. Try a slice.
London. I'm macrobiotic.
You're bionic.
No, I'm macrobiotic. It's a strict vegetarian lifestyle.
You're a vegetarian.
Yes, I have been for quite some
time. I'm vegetarian! 22 cents a pound.
I think we'd better get going now.
You name it.
You're fucked.
What?
You are totally fucked. You're garbage for letting us all go down the drain.
Are you serious?
You could sell us. We're hot. People go nuts for us. You could find a buyer.
I don't think you understand finance.
You know, your son looks like a fag to me. You better get married again, because he's going to wind up with somebody's cock in his mouth before he can say Jack Robinson.
How dare you? How dare you?
I'm walking through the desert, and I'm not frightened, although it's hard. I have all that I requested, and I do not want what I haven't got. I have learned this from my mother. See how happy she has made me. I will take this road much takes me. I have water for my journey. I
You. I haven't had that much of an interest, but you're from where?
Fiji Islands.
From the Fiji Islands. From the Fiji Islands. That's where they have Fiji Islands. That's where they have those big trees with coconut stuff, right? And your folks run up and down for coconuts like monkeys and stuff like that. Is that the place I'm talking about? No, what I'm trying to say to you, I don't know anything about. Hey, don't get me wrong. Now, I don't know anything about the Fiji Islands. They must have lots of nice. They got big women. I know they got big women there in the Fiji Islands.
They got nice women.
Oh, I'm sure they got nice women. Nothing nice long hair under their armpits. Just a little joke there. Just a little joke, fella. Fiji Islands, huh? Fiji Islands. You were born in the Fiji Islands?
Born and raised.
What do you eat in the Fiji Islands? What would you do in the Fiji Islands for fun?
Eating fish.
For fun, you eat fish. That's great. You eat fish for fun. I understand in the Fiji Islands, one of the things you do in the Fiji Islands, what they do is they have the coconuts at the top of the tree, and what you do is you climb up the tree with the coconuts, and you shake the tree. You shake the tree, and the coconuts fall down right on the women's head. Boom, it's kind of handy, though. Splits the coconuts open, kind of makes them with the women a little backwards, makes the kid a little backwards, but nevertheless, it's really handy for the coconuts. What I'm trying to say to you is because you come from the Fiji Islands, and you're telling me how nice the Fiji Islands are, what are you doing here?
Can I just tell you something? Are you trying to put my race and my...
No. By no means. I'm not trying to put your race. I'm just asking you, what are you doing here?
Excuse me.
No, wait. You're taking this all wrong. I don't know nothing about the Fiji Islands, and you obviously know nothing about Piper's Pit. So that kind of makes me a little superior to you. What I'm trying to say to you is, you're here, you have a whole bunch of people. What does this mean? Let me ask you something. Am I going over your head? What does this mean?
This means I love you. That's what it means.
No one's gonna help you now, Jerry. It's just you and me.
Is it safe?
Is it safe?
You're talking to me?
Is it safe?
It's what safe?
Is it safe?
I don't know what you mean.
I can't tell you if something is safe or not. Unless I know specifically what you're talking about.
Is it safe?
Tell me what it refers to.
Is it safe?
Yes, it's safe. It's very safe. It's so safe you wouldn't believe it.
Is it safe?
No, it's not safe. It's very dangerous. Be careful.
No, I should think it would. Should take better care of your teeth. You have quite a cavity here. Is it safe?
Look, I tell you, I can't do it.
You think he knows?
Of course he knows he's being very stubborn.
Oh, please. Hey. He's done.
No.
No.
Huh? Is it not remarkable?
Simple oil of cloves.
And how amazing the results. Life can be that simple. Relief, discomfort. Now, which of these I next apply? That decision is in your hands. So, take your time.
Had blanks, the knife a retractable blade, hardly original, but effective enough, I think you'll agree.
I'm told you are graduate students. Brilliant, yeah? You're an historian, and I'm part of history. I should have thought you would have found me interesting.
Frankly, I'm disappointed in your silence.
Why do you have so little accent?
I had alexia as a child. Alexia is a disease.
I know, it's where you can't understand written speech.
Highest marks. At any event, my writing is childish still, but I'm a fanatic about spoken language. I envy you your school days. Enjoy them fully. It's the last time in your life. No one expects anything of you.
I know. I behaved terribly. But I had to be sure what you knew, you see.
I'm positive your brother meant to rob me when I left the bank with my diamonds.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know anything.
Was Silla planning the robbery alone?
Rob?
You know the value of diamonds?
No, I don't.
Neither do I. Not in today's
I must go and find out before I go to the bank. You see, your brother was incredibly strong. Strength is often inherited. He died in your arms. He traveled far and in great pain to do that. There has to be a reason.
I don't know anything.
Carl! Oh, please, don't worry. I'm not going into that cavity. That nerve's already dying. A live, freshly cut nerve is infinitely more sensitive.
So, I'll just drill into a healthy tooth until I reach the pulse. Unless, of course, you can tell me that it's safe.
Well, Why, what a glorious day. There has never been such a day. Say there, you lad.
Yes, sir. Are you talking to me?
And take three.
Yes, indeed. Buy me a goose. The biggest goose in all of London.
Camera three, follow the coin all the way down.
Oh, I got it.
Holy shit, that's Frank Cross.
He's drunk.
He's nuts.
He's finished.
Ah! Shut up! Don't touch that dial and stay out of it.
What's your name, son?
Mike.
Mike, say hello to your folks, will you?
Hi.
Mike is doing a great job here for us tonight. Thank you. Thank you.
That's Frank Cross.
I am...
Frank is he supposed Cross. To be in the show?
I am the president what of the IBC Network. Good evening and Merry Christmas. With me in the booth is Elliot Loudermilk. Elliot, how are we doing up there?
Open his mic.
Wonderful, but I don't think you're going to be president tomorrow.
At least I am the president of the network tonight. Tomorrow morning I may not be.
You can bet your Aunt Susie's ass can on that.
So what are you doing watching television on Christmas Eve?
They're paying your salary, you ass!
What kind of a rat bastard idiot would schedule a live show on a Christmas Eve?
Only you, Frank.
You know, a week ago, I'd have kicked your butt right out of the building. But you know something? He's absolutely right. You are looking at a guy who told someone today to staple antlers to a mouse's head to further my career. How many of you people have got the brass cojones to try something like that?
Follow him. Stay with him.
Family.
I don't know where he's going.
All of these people, I'm sure, have incredible families, but I have. Look, I got a great brother. Look at this guy here. My brother James. Look how cute he was back then. And look at me with the ears, the taxi driving down the street with the doors open. Thank God my hair grew in, huh?
Not yet.
I got this for Christmas today from him. I gave him a towel. The VCR is from Grace, James. You were right about everything, okay? Except the SS Minnow, James. What was the ship that brought them all to Gilligan's Island? The SS Minnow. No points this round, James.
Shit.
Wait a minute.
How did he
wait
a minute?
Hello, Wendy.
Hello, control room. How can I help you?
This is Rhinelander. I want to talk to the idiot who put that moron on the air.
Oh, Bryce Cummings is the idiot, really, sir. But he can't talk to you right now because he's tied up.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yes. In fact, he just said that you are a flatulating butthead.
A butthead?
He said he never felt that way about a man before, but he really liked you in a certain way. I don't know.
Oh, whoa, I dropped her. I'm just kidding. She's a doll. It's okay. It's all right. It's a party. Come on, it's Christmas Eve. Lighten up a little bit. Billy, we are going to need champagne for 250 people, and please send the stuff that you send to me. Don't send the stuff that I send to other people. You know, it's not too late on Christmas Eve to have fun.
You can call people that you haven't seen. You can call a college roommate. You can call, you know, an old army buddy.
Keep that tape rolling.
Your personal banker.
Hey! I don't hear any partying in that booth, Elliot!
Great! You heard him party!
Now why wasn't I invited?
Now that was just an innocent window and you saw what I did to that. I don't know who you're dealing with.
I mean, it's a night. You've got a party hardy, Marty. Look at this. Check this out. Whoa! Don't be so mean. Look at this. There's a rule. There's a tradition that says, I have to kiss this girl on the lips. Well, she's just upholding the law. It's a federal law, actually. It's not just a state thing.
Hey, thank you. Whoa. Frank.
Mr. Cummings.
Boy, that was very good. But you know what? It wasn't great. There has only been one great. There is a girl that I wish I were with tonight. It's a girl that I loved a long time ago. A girl that I still love. It's Christmas Eve. It's not too late, is it?
Claire, do you remember? Remember, age 19?
Legs around like this, then this thing here. You circle me, chanting, burning incense before we begin. Tonight, I think we could do this without serious physical or psychological damage.
Patsy! Can you get me to the IBC building in 3 minutes?
Which floor?
We should be taping this.
Crazy. It's Christmas Eve. It's the one night of the year when we all act a little nicer. We smile a little easier. We share a little more. For a couple of hours out of the whole year, we are the people that we always hoped we would be. It's a miracle. It's really a sort of a miracle because it happens every Christmas Eve. And if you waste that miracle, you're gonna burn for it. I know what I'm talking about. You have to do something. You have to take a chance. You do have to get involved. There are people that are having trouble making their miracle happen. There are people that don't have enough to eat. There are people that are cold. You can go out and say hello to these people. You can take an old blanket out of the closet and say, here. You can make them a sandwich and say, oh, by the way, here. I get it now. And if you give, then it can happen. Then the miracle can happen to you. It's not just the poor and the hungry. It's everybody who's got to have this miracle. And it can happen tonight for all of you. If you believe in this spirit thing, the miracle will happen, and then you'll want it to happen again tomorrow. You won't be one of these bastards who says Christmas is once a year and it's a fraud. It's not. It can happen every day. You just got to want that feeling. And if you like it and you want it, you'll get greedy for it. You'll want it every day of your life. And it can happen to you. I believe in it now. I believe it's gonna happen to me now. I'm ready for it. And it's great. It's a good feeling. It's really better than I felt in a long time. I'm ready. Have a Merry Christmas, everybody.
How many girls we have out here today? Let's see how the Moscow girls today. Well, we got some girls of our own. Come on out here, girls.